Artemis 1, Flight Day 10, Orion enters the distant retrograde orbit. Flight controllers in the White Flight Control Room at NASA Johnson Space Center in Houston successfully performed a burn to insert Orion into a distant retrograde orbit by firing the Orbital Maneuvering System engine for 1 minute 28 seconds at 4:52 p.m. Central Time. This propelled Orion the furthest above the lunar surface, marking the farthest distance it will reach from the moon during the mission. While in lunar orbit, flight controllers will monitor key systems and perform checkouts while in the environment of deep space. The orbit is distant in that Orion will fly about 40,000 miles above the moon. Due to the distance of the orbit, it will take Orion about a week to complete half an orbit around the moon, where it will exit the orbit for its return journey home back to Earth. And about 4 days later, the spacecraft will use the moon's gravity, combined with a precisely timed lunar flyby burn, and this will slingshot Orion onto its return course to Earth, and it's going to splash down off the coast of San Diego in the Pacific Ocean on Sunday, December 11th. Artemis 1 engineers are testing several aspects of the Orion spacecraft needed for deep space crew on the Artemis 2 and Artemis 3 missions. This includes its highly capable propulsion system, which maintains its course with precision and ensures its crew can get home. It can communicate and navigate to maintain contact with the ground and orient the spacecraft. Also, systems and features to handle radiation events, as well as a heat shield that can handle a high-speed reentry from the moon. During its travels back to the Earth from the moon's orbit, the Orion capsule will be going 25,000 miles per hour. It'll skip off the atmosphere of the Earth and then plunge back down. And when it actually lands off the coast of San Diego in the Pacific Ocean, it will only be going about 15 miles per hour. Both distance and duration demand that the spacecraft must have systems in place that can reliably operate far from home, be capable of keeping astronauts alive in case of emergencies, and still be light enough that a rocket can launch it. Day 11 of the Artemis 1 mission, Orion continues its journey beyond the moon after entering a distant retrograde orbit Friday, November 25th at 3:52 p.m. Central Standard Time. Orion will remain in this orbit for 6 days before exiting lunar orbit to put the spacecraft on a trajectory back to Earth and on Sunday, December 11th, splash down in the Pacific Ocean off the coast of San Diego. Orion surpassed the distance record for a mission with a spacecraft designed to carry humans to deep space and back to Earth at 7:42 a.m. Saturday, November 26. The record was set during the Apollo 13 mission at 248,655 miles from Earth. And at its maximum distance from the moon, Orion will be more than 270,000 miles from Earth Monday, November 28th. Engineers also completed the first orbital maintenance burn by firing auxiliary thrusters on Orion's service module at 3:52 p.m. for less than a second to propel the spacecraft at 0.47 feet per second. The planned orbital maintenance burns will fine-tune Orion's trajectory as it continues its orbit around the moon. Flying aboard Orion on the Artemis 1 mission is a suited mannequin named after a key player in bringing Apollo 13 safely back to Earth, Arturo Campos. And Arturo Campos was an electrical engineer who developed a plan to provide the command module with enough electrical power to navigate home safely after an oxygen tank aboard the service module of the Apollo spacecraft ruptured. Commander Mutican Campos is outfitted with sensors to provide data on what crew members may experience in flight, continuing Campos' legacy of enabling human exploration in deep space. Hey, thanks so much for listening. If you want to hit subscribe on the podcast platform that you're listening on right now, that would be absolutely incredible, and I would greatly appreciate your support. Also, we have starshipshirts.com if you are interested in buying some t-shirts for your loved ones or yourself, and they are NASA and SpaceX-inspired t-shirts. Really great quality, really great designs, and we're proud to be putting them out in the public now and promoting them a little bit. So starshipshirts.com, that would be pretty cool. Check those out. What else do we have? We have Space News Pod on YouTube. Check that out too, Space News Pod. And I think that is it. Thank you so much for listening. This has been a NASA press release from NASA directly. So appreciate NASA's help in this. And I will talk to you next time. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.